Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor. Thank you for your ongoing support. We really do appreciate it. As you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So on that note, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Happy to. My name is Michael Seeger, and I'm the Vice President of Air Service and Commercial Development for the Fort McMurray Airport Authority.
Very cool. Now, we had a conversation a few months ago, and so I'm just going to jump into it. You went on a very fun trip just a little while ago to see some very fast-moving cars.
We did, yes. Yeah.
Please explain. Tell me all about it. I've been waiting to talk to you because I wanted to hear about this trip.
Yes, I did have the luxury to live out a childhood dream. I'm a big Formula One fan.
Yeah.
And a good friend of mine were able to go down to the Formula One in Austin, Texas.
Right.
And took in that race, the first Formula One race I've ever been able to go to live.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was an experience beyond anything I've been to before. It was incredible. And,
no doubt.
Now I'm trying to talk my wife into going back with me next
time, so. I've only, like, as a kid, played Formula One. My dad actually, he bought one of those old school desks that you'd have at school.
Oh, okay.
And so he got, like, a steering wheel and a pedal.
Oh,
and
he made one for you.
And he made one for us. So I grew up playing Formula One and then the F1 series on Netflix. So I'm into it. But, like, I've never been to one. So how does this work? Like, because they go fast.
They do.
And so, like, are you just, like, on one part of the track and you're just, like, you just get to see them for that section?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, kind of. It's very much like a concert where you decide in advance where you want to sit and where you want to be. If you just general admission, you can kind of float around and kind of find different places on the grass.
Okay.
We wanted to actually have a spot. So we booked seats in a grandstand.
Okay.
In one of the corner 12, which in Austin is one of the best corners. So we got an incredible view of the track. And because of the how close it is and tight it is, in the distance, you can see them coming around and then back through.
And,
we had a straightaway into a corner, and it was incredible.
Nice.
Lots of passes in the corner we were at.
Now, when you're watching this, like, this is my biggest beef about live sports, is you don't get to hear the announcers.
Yeah.
So, like, that's a big component of, like, the sport where, like, when I go to a live event, I kind of, you miss hearing what's going on.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
you're at F1, like, are you, do you have headphones in your ears listening? Are the loudspeakers telling you what's going on?
Yeah. Because
this is different, because you're only seeing that section,
right? Sure. Yeah, for sure. There's lots of people that do that, and we saw that. I chose not to. I wanted to just listen to the speaker systems that are there.
Yeah.
The corner we were in, which we definitely targeted where we wanted to sit, it had the large screen TVs, it had the signage of what the, who's in you know the scoring and stuff.
Right.
So we knew who was in first place right down to 20th place.
Right.
So we got that whole experience, but honestly the best thing was listening to the cars.
I didn't need
to hear anyone. I just wanted to hear the
cars. Like, yeah, cuz they all sound so dramatically different.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know the difference between like the like Ferrari versus the McLaren.
Totally,
like
it's to just, the Aston Martin. To, totally.
Who won?
Max Verstappen.
Yeah. Nice.
He's not my driver, but I'm a Vettel fan, and this was Vettel's last year, but Max did very well.
Okay, wow, very cool. All right, I needed to talk to you about that right when I got here because I was so excited. That's cool. No, one of these days I want to go, but I like it. It comes down to like what location is available. Right?
So and you know what? Austin's a good one just because, and you'd appreciate this, there's a concert scene after that. So every night on the Friday night after the racing and the qualifying and practice, things like that, we saw Green Day.
Cool.
And then the next day after the Saturday qualifying, we saw Ed Sheeran.
Wow.
So seeing two incredible concerts kind of as the cherry on top of the Formula One Sunday.
Yeah.
So it was incredible.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. I got to keep that in mind.
Yes. Yeah. So pick the concert and then decide what race you want to
watch. Yeah, what race you want to go to. That's right. Yeah. Now, I've never been to this area before.
Yes.
I'm assuming you have.
I have. Yeah.
Okay.
On two occasions.
All right.
Design. Yeah.
So my first question for you is going to be food related.
Yes.
What would you recommend for food when I go down there?
Okay. This is what I think I love. One of the things I love most, because I'm a bit of a culinary guy.
Yeah.
The food scene in Tucson is off the charts. They actually have a gastronomic, and I can't remember what it's called, but there's a gastronomic society in the world that identifies and rewards cities for their culinary scene.
Okay.
And Tucson is one of the first ones in North America to achieve that.
Oh.
So when you go there, you have every culinary cuisine you could think of.
Yeah.
Very heavy Mexican influence, of course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What I really like, and the story I've shared a few times with people, is we had the chance to go to El Charro. El Charro is a Mexican restaurant.
Okay.
It is a cornerstone of downtown. It's right in the downtown in one of the older sections in the art scene.
Okay.
That restaurant is 100 years old. It's been in the same location the entire time, and it's the oldest continuously owned by the same family Mexican restaurant in North America.
What?
If you want good Mexican food, they do good Mexican food.
Okay.
Incredible. Yeah, and many, because of the age of that restaurant, many of the dishes that we are aware of now, enchiladas, chimichangas, things like that, they were invented at that restaurant and then spread across North America from the recipes from that original site. And it's still the same female owners that are running it now and have been running it for 100 years.
Okay, well, I was picking or looking for a restaurant. I've never had real Mexican food before.
El Charro.
So
El
that, like, you just yeah. sold it.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, as far as an activity when you go down there, like, what's an activity that you would recommend people to get involved with?
Another thing, there's so many different things there to do. I am a golfer, so I'm going to default to the golf courses that are there.
That's
about
good.
40 different courses you could go to.
40?
40 different in that region, yeah.
Okay.
And then just some of the other things, like the Pima Aircraft Museum is incredible. During COVID, when the world was shut down, that's where most of the planes went to park in the desert. They actually sat up there as well. Yeah, there's one of the areas where they parked the planes until they could get things going again.
What phenomenal you are, geez.
Well, and then the biosphere that's there. I didn't get a chance to see that. I'm hoping to maybe get to it this time when I go down,
because
that's an incredible facility, one of its only kind in the world that we've developed.
Yeah.
And then the movie scene there is huge. Many of the Westerns that you've seen that you don't realize were filmed in Tucson.
Yeah, yeah.
And Tucson really for us is a gateway.
Mm-hmm.
It's our new sun destination, which we're really excited about. But also Tucson represents a gateway to the Phoenix and the Mesas and Scottsdales that people know.
Yeah.
But also it's only an hour away from the Mexican border.
That's right.
So there's resorts you can go to there. And I'm going on the inaugural flight in November, but I'm trying to convince my wife to let me go back down in January for the Scottsdale Barrett Jackson car auction, which is a big one for me. So I'd love to go back and see that as well.
Okay. We're going to throw to an ad and then we're going to talk about that a little bit more. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose. Come and check out my new retail location at Corridor Shops and Events downtown on Manning Avenue, and come check out all the other local vendors.
Okay, and we're back. Thank you, Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Do appreciate your ongoing support. You like classic cars?
I do. I love classic cars.
Do you have a classic car? Do you have, or like, you have a dream that you're trying to get your wife to, like, hey, look.
I've got a weird collection right now.
Okay.
I'm fortunate enough to finally have purchased a Porsche. So I have a Porsche Carrera 4S.
What year?
It's a 2003, so a little bit older one. But then I went real old school. My winter car, the Porsche is the summer car.
That's right.
Kind of the fun car. My winter car, actually, you're going to laugh, is a 1990 Mercedes-Benz 300 SE.
Mm.
So just an old
boxy
Mercedes.
Nice.
And
That's awesome.
I think as I'm getting older, I'm avoiding all the tech. I don't want my car to drive for me.
That's
I want to feel the road and
enjoy
the car.
So yeah.
That's what I do.
That's sweet. Yeah. Like when I was dating my wife, I was like, hey, there's like a few things that I want as like I get older. And she was just like, okay, what are they? And I said, well, one is an MG, like a British sports car.
Yeah.
And I said, another one is a Rolex. And when I proposed to her, I was like, hey, you should just buy me a Rolex.
Nice.
And she's just like, I'm not. And I was like, okay. And I said, there's one more thing. And there's a Toyota FJ, like a 1960, like one of the original Land Cruiser looking FJs.
Yeah.
And I got two out of three.
Okay.
As of right now.
Great.
So,
great.
But during COVID, the prices of like the FJ literally just
Yeah. They're starting to come down, so yeah, maybe we should go to Scottsdale to Barrett Jackson auction in January.
Maybe. Maybe. Because like yourself, like the MG, I can't drive in the winter.
No.
Like
no,
it's a no. strictly yeah. summer
it's a
vehicle.
Fun car.
So
it's a fun car for the summer.
Yeah, so I'm thinking like the Toyota FJ, like, hey,
yeah,
that could be the winter vehicle.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Have you been into cars for a long time?
I always have been, actually. I'd hate to admit that I've turned over cars a lot.
Yeah.
I just enjoy, I'll find something that I really like, and it may be obscure, but then I'll drive that for a few years, and then I'll trade it in and get something else.
Yeah.
A bit of a hobby. I'm not necessarily a mechanic, that's for sure. I'm relying on someone else to fix
that's
them
right.
to break down.
That's
I wish
right.
I was more that way.
But, yeah.
But, and I think I learned it from my dad. My dad's been a car guy for his entire life.
Yeah.
And used to do some racing and stuff as well years ago. And
nice.
I picked up on that, and he's always had some cool stuff. So
I have to imagine you're driving stick. Or are you having paddles in the Porsche?
Yeah, well, the Porsche's paddles.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Porsche's paddles.
How's
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Like
I love it. Yeah.
I learned how to drive stick.
Yeah.
And like I prefer it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it drives me nuts that like... Yeah. Cars now are all automatic for the most
part.
They
all are. Yeah, they're all going to be the paddles. The manuals are gone. There's very few cars left from any of the brands that you can get that, right? Unless you go classic.
That's right.
And I think you're going to see the movement towards classic. And what's really cool on the car side is as we go to electrification and people want to get these electric cars, there's a new movement of people going back to the older models of cars that they want, but they're switching out the power plant and making it electric.
That's right. I saw that.
Buy a Tesla motor and put it into the Jeep that you like, or
that's right.
the MG you like.
That's right.
So now you've got a modern MG, but you're enjoying what it looks like.
That's right. That's exactly it. Some of those, what are they called, like monster cars or something? And I saw somebody like souped up an old school bug
and put
like an electric engine in there.
Yeah.
It costs a little bit of money, but you save it on gas and you get a cool looking car.
Yeah,
that's
does.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, listen, that's really about it. Like, this is the show.
That was awesome.
Time flies. Thank you for coming on it. And I know like you were supposed to come before and my bad,
hey,
I wasn't there.
Good.
So thank you for rescheduling with me. But before I cut you loose, you get a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights, have fun.
Well, you know what? I've got to call out to my friends at the Fort McMurray Golf Club and the Mishkinaw Golf Club.
Okay.
And tell them I expect them to be going to Tucson often to get on the golf courses there.
So there you go. Sweet.
Appreciate the support.
There you go. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show, and I can't wait to have you back again. So, for McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. It means the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. Thank you for your ongoing support, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.